Right, so Dorian Gray, starring Ben Barnes and Colin Firth. For those of you who don't know, although most of you probably do, Dorian Gray is based on a novel which was written by Oscar Wilde about a young man who goes down the wrong route of society, shall we say, and of course he's famously haunted by his portrait. Ben Barnes, oh. He was just a dream to watch for 2 hours. He just looked so good, better than he looked in Prince Caspian, thankfully. And then, of course, you've got Colin Firth, who plays Lord Henry. And I really liked Colin in this film. It's really good to see him in a role where he's not a goodie. He's not really a baddie, neither. He's sort of in between. He's mischievous. And yeah, it's good to see him. I really enjoyed him in the role. The film itself, scenery wise, it's brilliant. I like the way it's shot. I love the look of the film. It's a great film. The only slight problem is it's a bit long in the middle. They could have sped it up a bit. And obviously, the problem with, I think it's more the story than the film, is that back in the day when Oscar Wilde wrote it, the stuff that Dorian gets up to, was considered very morally wrong, whereas in this day and age, only some of it is considered morally wrong. So he's not a bad character, or I don't think a lot of people would see him as a bad character these days. Maybe more of a misguided character. So that puts a bit of a damper on the film, I suppose, because yeah, he's not like this villain as he would have been back then. I mean, obviously he did a bit of murdering, which is very wrong, and we don't condone. But that's about as bad as it gets. The rest is just sexual exploits, which is probably quite normal these days. So there isn't a big sort of climax at the end because he hasn't gone very bad. Although the ending's very good, I like the ending, and I love the special effects that they use for the portrait. There are a couple of moments where I felt my skin crawl looking at that thing. It's very good. The suspense is very good concerning the portrait, and I really enjoyed that. And yeah, it's a good film, but I think I was left a little bit disappointed because I thought it was going to be more than it was. But that was probably my own stupidity because I didn't know the story very well. So what should I rate it? I think a 4 out of 5 is decent enough. It's a decent enough film, and obviously if you know the story, then you know what the film's going to be about. Whereas I didn't. So hopefully you won't be as disappointed as I was. But Ben Barnes and Colin Firth are definitely good people to watch for 2 hours, and I enjoyed that, so I hope you enjoy.